What is going on, everybody? Welcome to The Misfit Effect. I'm your host, Raw Star, and of course, my great...
Did you forget for a second?
Yes, I did. My great co-host, CW.
That's me. I'm here.
And today, we are joined with an extraordinary talent. I mean, she's been on the cover of Evil Angel, Hustler, Mofo, Sweet Sinisters, Team Ski, Legal Porno, Reality Kings. She went from being, you know, on like working for Chipotle to becoming an adult star, and she has done a lot.
I saw that on the video.
She has a crazy pee fetish, like many of our other guests, and
I just
did my research. It's you know, true. She has a lot of stellar work. She's out there. She's been nominated for AVN Awards for Most Epic Butt and Favorite Indie Clip. She does a lot, you know. In her young career. So, for the stuff I didn't say, Miss Anastasia Rose, can you please tell them who you are?
Yes. Well, let's see. I mean, obviously, I'm Anastasia Rose. So, hi. Stuff you guys didn't mention. I love to read.
All right.
I like to read. What book are you reading right now?
What are you reading right now?
I'm actually reading a book about poetry. So I'm like really into poetry. Yeah. Let's see. I don't know. I'm pretty laid back. I'm from the lovely, lovely state of Florida.
I'm sorry.
Florida.
Yay. So awesome.
I moved to Florida for 2 years and I did not like it. So
yeah, I don't blame you at all. It's absolutely terrible. It's a terrible state.
I consider Florida as the state where it's good to visit and die.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Dude, literally, like, that's what I say. I, like, people come here to retire, and that's what it is. They come here to die. It's true. The weather sucks.
See, I'm not the only one, CW, that feels that way.
Yeah, you told me how much it rains and then stops, and then rains again and then stops. And then
it rains like four times a day.
And it's
that's unnecessary.
It is 95 degrees.
Yeah.
95 degrees and raining. It's like you don't know whether to go outside in your shorts or to grab an umbrella, you know?
You don't know which. And it's like, I love when people are like, oh my gosh, it's going to rain today. It's going to cool down. No, it's just going to make it more humid and it's just going to make it more hot.
Yeah. Like you've never lived in a tropical environment.
not a fan. So
what got you like outside of cause like from what I've seen, everybody is asking the same question in many of your interviews, that you joined the industry via your friend's recommendation. And
yes.
she didn't end up joining with you. So,
yeah, she was like, let's go out to LA and be porn stars. And I was like, fuck yeah. Why not?
Okay.
Like, I was a KM at, you know, Chipotle. I had signed up for, next semester of college. I was like, why not? And, I thought we were going to be, you know, go be, like, hoes together. But Ho left me. She went out there for a week and left me. I was like, dude, it does. We cannot trust these
things. I mean, from what I've seen, like, and me and CW speak about this a lot, that a lot of people have that few month, like, transition period, and then you have that 3 year, you know, do I really want to do this? You know, and then you have people who stay.
I call it a 3 year. He's being nice. I call it the 3 year burnout. Where they're like, maybe I should just go get like a regular job.
Maybe I should just
get a regular guy. Yeah, be real estate. I'm a nurse.
True. It's true. Or a DJ.
I don't get the whole DJ out there.
I mean, I know like people, a certain person who does it, but them both. That's right. Right language.
She's good at it, then that's cool.
You know what I'm talking about? Or is a nurse and does porn?
Oh no, no, no. She does porn and she's a DJ.
Oh, I want to find a nurse that does porn. I want to go to that hospital.
There probably are a few nurses that do porn.
I need to find that hospital.
You never know.
You never know. And even if they're not mainstream porn, doing porn, they probably have a mini vid.
Right? Everybody, oh my gosh.
Everybody's got an event.
No, everybody has a fucking OnlyFans.
Rostar, where's our OnlyFans?
I have an OnlyFans.
You got an OnlyFans?
I do have an OnlyFans. I'm not naked on there.
Everybody got OnlyFans.
You don't see my penis.
You gotta make that scratch.
No, my OnlyFans has...
You're somebody's niche. Somebody's gonna be like, yeah.
My OnlyFans has this podcast.
Let me get them dreadlocks.
Hey, my roommate has dreads. I gotta respect it.
See?
So...
So, how has business been during this quarantine?
Oh no, it's been great. No, I mean it really hasn't been terrible. You know, I've been doing a lot more obviously like at home stuff. Which is good because, you know, I really do like the whole OnlyFans and many of its like platform and stuff like that. So that's pretty cool. Hopefully, you know, when I go back out to LA, I don't know, like I think they're talking about having the hold up on like the 20th or something like that. I don't really know. I don't think anybody really knows.
Mm-hmm.
How can we? But I mean, it's not been bad, but it's not been, you know, good. But it's also been really fun. Like I've been doing like a lot more camming too, which I never enjoyed webcamming. Because I just, like, I'm not tech savvy and I couldn't get, like, the tech part of it.
Yeah.
From what I've seen a lot of people who, if webcamming wasn't their main thing before they got into porn, they really don't like it. Because a lot of times they feel like they're just sitting there for hours on end, just like...
Yeah. And then like, people, there's no energy to play off of, I guess.
And then people come in, they just want to talk.
Yeah, they just want to talk. They don't want to, like, do the tokens or anything. Yeah, which isn't really cool.
And so it's just a waste of time for you.
Tokens. Come up off them tokens.
Tokens aren't that much money for...
No, they're literally like a penny. They're like a penny.
They're like a penny.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know this.
That's why, like, I do think OnlyFans is, like, one of the best platforms. There's another one that's called, like, My Girl something. I don't know. But they do, like, 100%
My Girl Crush.
Yeah.
Wait, yes. So do they – wait, then how do they get revenue? Is it just from, like,
I think they're just ads? Doing it because of, you know, the whole coronavirus thing going on.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
You mean mini vids? Yeah. I'm sorry, mini, but
I know many vids, and I think Clips for Sale even started doing a higher payout during this time. Use a certain link or something like that. I don't know.
I only started paying my OnlyFans. So I have an ongoing joke with CW, but the thing is, a lot of people send me their pictures. And I know
I like how he's like this.
Because like
they're actual pictures.
The thing is, like I never intentionally go out my way and say, "Can I have a new picture of you?" You know, of somebody.
Oh, okay. I hear you. Yeah.
And then people will send me a text or an email saying, "Raw. what do you think of this new picture? What do you think of this video that I made by myself before I put it out there?" And it's like,
why?
I mean, like, on one hand, I don't care because I don't.
He doesn't mind.
I don't mind.
He's like, oh, I'll judge it.
But it's like,
oh, it's a good video.
It's from nowhere though. It's like if you text some random person in your phone, like, so what do you think of this picture? And you're like, all with your finger in your pussy and everything. It's like, so what do you think of this? And it's like, I didn't ask, but I mean, it's nice.
Well, I mean, I guess if you want my opinion, want my opinion.
But it's just not from one person though. So, and I'm like,
the multiples. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm.
Well,
I'm,
I mean, maybe they respect your opinion.
That's true. I mean, yeah, maybe they genuinely do want your opinion.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe like, you have a discerning eye. Maybe you're like,
that no. taste.
I mean,
I want
to
know.
I mean, but still. So
he said, but still.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Rawstar is so hard. Man.
He is so hard.
Beautiful woman being like, what do you think of my naked body? Or what do you think of these pictures?
Sometimes
of me?
They're beautiful women, but oh, yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Do you like this one? How about this angle?
And he's like, oh bother. I guess I'll look.
No, that's so funny. I was at a friend's house, back in like January, and she has this really awesome fan that sends her like bouquets of flowers. Mm-hmm. Bouquets of flowers.
This all purpose.
I was like, wow.
And
it's a lot of flowers.
So funny. Yeah, I was at a friend's house. I was at my friend's house, and I'm there, and she, like, answers the door, and she's like, oh, shit. And I'm like, what's going on? And she comes over with this big, huge, like, vase full of, like, probably, like, at least a dozen or two dozen roses.
Oh, wow. I'm
like, dude, who's that? And she's like, oh, you know, this fan that continuously sends me, like, bouquets of flowers. She's like, I got one up in the bedroom, and then I looked in the living room. She has one in the bedroom. She's like, yeah, this is the third one this week. It was Friday. Whoa. I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, like, man. On one end, that is so cute. But on the other end, that is kind of...
A little munch. She's allergic to flowers. Well, she's allergic to roses. I know, that's what's the funny part, too. But I guess he also sends her chocolate. Like a dive of chocolate. So she's like, I don't want to tell him I'm allergic to the roses because then I might not get the guy to dive of chocolate. So I feel her. I don't blame
her. She'd just be like, I love tulips. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah, just like it's good what you say.
Switch it up, yeah.
Just I'm like, I prefer tulips or daisies or
anything else.
She's like, ugh, it's roses.
But that's
roses the chocolate's
again.
Good.
Roses again.
I mean, for them,
always to roses.
What can I say? Roses were popular.
I mean, but it's depending on where he purchased it from, it might be like the only option.
That is true.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know where he gets them from for it to come to her address. I know he doesn't have her physical address, so it's not like...
Yeah, exactly. So it has to be, like, set up somehow.
Yeah. So how do you deal with that? How do you deal with, like, fans that are a little too much?
I had a fan that thought he was married to me.
Mm.
Shit, you know. I guess somebody had, like, scammed him, and, I felt really bad for him.
I know that I was listening to one of your other videos, and you said there's a lot of people who impersonate you.
I was putting myself up on Twitter, and I saw there's another Anastasia Rock Twitter, and I was like,
oh yeah, I think I followed that one first, and I was like, wait, this isn't right.
I'm like, man, no, that's my Snapchat. Somebody took my Snapchat and made it.
Wow.
I'm gonna report it later. I mean, honestly, I don't have too many, like, you know, crazy fans like that, luckily. I've definitely obviously had my fair share. I mean, yeah. But, I mean, most of the time, like, I'm very lucky and I have super respectful fans. My dad even asked me that. He's like, what happens when, like, you know, you have a fan that's just a little too weird. And I'm like, honestly, luckily, most of them are pretty respectful. He's like, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So my family. My family knows. So that's it.
Okay.
I mean, that's good because, you know, there's a lot of people who just don't have that support system.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
I do want to ask you a question because of the book you're currently reading. Have you wrote anything like
poetry wise?
Yeah.
Not recently. My roommate's an amazing poet. Oh my god, he's amazing. And I haven't recently, but I really should. I've been more journaling than actually like writing poetry. I still love like writing songs or poetry, which in a sense are kind of the same, but yeah.
Are you journaling like
memories works. Are you saying you're writing your memoirs?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying
memoir?
To say?
No. I'm not ready for that yet.
That's what I was trying to say.
One day. It'll be an interesting one.
No, because like we had someone on here a few weeks ago who started writing about her porn life when she started.
Oh, okay.
And I think
she
wrote about the first 4 years. Actually, the book is right here. She wrote about the first 4 years.
See, it's not Carmen or Carmen's, right?
No.
Lucky Star, why does she sound super familiar?
She's been around for 11 years.
She looks young still.
Mm-hmm. But, well, yeah, so, like, that whole book is about when she started until, I think, 2013.
Okay.
So that's why I was asking, because, you know, fans will find that interesting about, you know, that's
your journey through it. Yeah, journey. For sure.
And like especially like, you know, you seem like from my conversation with you so far, since we basically just met like 25 minutes ago, you seem a very fun, interesting individual, and you're still on your cusp, you're really young. So people love that side of you, you know. And then,
yeah.
And then from what I've been watching as far as video goes, you still play that innocent young
teeny popper.
That teen popper. So
little cutie. Yeah. What can I say?
And like, I know, because I was like, so when I was doing my research on you, so I could make sure that we had stuff to talk about, like I seen the fact that you you basically should have got kicked out of AdultCon for something. And
what happened at AdultCon?
So at AVN's 1 year, my first year at AVN's, we were doing a little like live podcast. We were streaming on Facebook Live actually at the time. And this is like 2016. Yeah, AVN 2016. And literally like I showed my titty and security came over and was like, you can't do that. This is this is a family-friendly establishment, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, well, why the fuck would you have a porn convention here then? And, like, the security guard just really didn't know what to say. And kind of just, like, walked away. And he's like, please don't.
It's like, just don't do that anymore, please.
Your
logic is sound. This is Vegas. I don't know what they're trying to do here, but
yeah,
Vegas is very family friendly.
Yeah, I know.
But right? I was talking about what happened in New Jersey. I think
New Jersey. Wait, this
the cunnilingus.
Which New Jersey? Because I'll be honest with you. I've almost been kicked out of every New Jersey.
You were you and I.
Does it mean Kendra Hart?
Yes.
Me and Kendra Hart. That girl and I, we were at Blaze Studio Booth and we were literally up on the table. Like, I walked in because I didn't really want to go to the convention. Mm-hmm. And literally, I walked into the convention in like jeans and a jacket, like thinking that I was just going to go make my rounds, say hi. Nobody will really notice me, blah, blah. go see, say hi to Kendra. And she's like, oh my God, what are you doing? Her pulls me behind the booth, gives me a G-string, knee-high socks, and pasties, and says, come on, we're getting on the table. And I'm like, what the fuck does this bitch mean, we're getting on the table? And literally, we're on, like, the table, literally, like, slapping each other's pussies, like, fake eating each other out, like, twerking, we were giving lap dances. Oh, yeah. I think it actually made it into the AVN magazine.
I have not read an AVN magazine, and I have no idea how long. It's been a while.
Yeah, no, it was good times. And then it's funny because, like, after that, literally the next year, they were like, no lap dances, no. Yeah.
It was y'all did it.
So this is why we can't have the funny no more.
Yeah.
It was really.
They're why we can't have nice things.
Sorry.
It was all Anastasia Rose.
Oh, man. People have done worse than that. That's my
favorite. Well, yeah, people have had actual sex.
I know.
In bathrooms.
Oh, so. Well, I didn't know it was the bathroom. I thought it was.
Wow.
No, I mean, like, I'm not going to say.
I don't know if I could have sex in a bathroom, but actually, that's a lie. I probably could.
I mean, no, a lot of people just, you know, go to random places and just have sex in the bathroom really quick and then walk back out like nothing happened.
That's true. That happens sometimes.
The question is, which
bathroom do you go into?
Yeah, do you go into
the guys?
Do you go into the guys, the stall? The guys. Do you go? Oh, so the guys. Always the guys?
Always the guys? I would go to the guys because I feel like a guy officer would come in there and you have better chances of not getting fucked.
It's always the guys because, like,
that's true.
A girl,
there was a time.
A girl is more accepted to go inside of a guy's restroom instead of a guy going inside the female's restroom.
Heck yeah. I used to do like a lot of like music festivals, and I went to a camping festival, and these girls will put on like makeup just to, you know, have it sweat off during the festival because it's like 95 degrees out, but that's fine. And like the line to the bathroom for the females was so much, and I'm like, I just
want
to take a shower. So I would literally go into the guy's bathroom.
Yeah, okay. So it's more.
They're like, oh my God, this girl.
Whew. Wait, what type of festival though?
Like music EDM. You like EDM festivals? One of my favorites was.
That's all I'm asking because I know that he's really into that.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm really into it.
I'm a pretty big.
You probably already had your tickets for this year.
Yeah, I did have my EDC tickets for this year.
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
It's just so sad.
It is.
Especially, I was looking for it this year because I wasn't prepared. Last year was so cold. It ended up being so cold, freezing.
And then the year before that, oh my gosh, it was really nice, but it was so windy.
Yeah.
It had to actually, like, I don't know if you were there, but they had to actually, like, get everybody.
Yeah, they stopped.
Everybody evacuate.
I think it was green.
That was last year.
It was windy too. Yeah, there was a couple of people we wanted to see that just didn't get have sets, and then we were gonna do camping this year, and
well, it just didn't work out, did it?
Yeah, it didn't work out. 2021, I guess.
Right. Yep.
I mean,
another year to get the EDC body. I know. So I can look like I even had costumes planned this year and stuff.
Dude, I 100% feel you. It's not there. But I mean.
I've never been to one, so I'm just listening.
It's so much fun. Like, if you actually like really the music, though.
It's really fun. You meet people, like, just, you meet a lot of random people that are just like, hi, how you doing? You look so good. How are you? Oh, I love this. I love this, too.
That just seems like they're on drugs, though.
They are.
Oh, yeah, see, I mean, if you go, I mean, if you just smoke to
weed, I'm doing great.
Yeah. I'm great, blunt.
All right, help where me, are we going?
I'm stuck in this, in the porta potty.
Oh, yeah. Did they fall asleep in there?
What's going on?
There's no toilet paper in there. Like, we were.
There's never like a toilet paper in those things, bro.
I felt like a rave dad because I was like, hey, you want some? I got some wet naps. You want these? I know. Go in there. You're going to need these.
Dude, it's true. It's true.
No, I've never been because it's not my scene.
Oof. It's a good time, man. You gotta. It's a marathon.
They do a really good reggae festival in Texas. I think it's actually called Marley Fest.
Oh, really?
It's super legit. And then they also have another one here in Florida called Dirty Head.
The only thing I knew in Florida is like I have Ultra down there, but that's it.
I've never been to Ultra, and I don't think I would go to Ultra just because it's like so. I feel like it's like super commercialized now.
Well, I just know because like when I was in
Florida, you almost go 1 year?
Me? Yeah.
Rockstar.
I had thought about it.
Because I didn't have to pay for it.
Oh, if you don't have to pay for it, hell yeah.
Honestly, I will say this. I've gotten to the point now is if I have to pay for it, I will not go. If I get it for free, I will think about it.
Wow.
No, that's, I mean, that's,
think about it.
That's reasonable.
Like, if you think about it, CW, the last 6-7 years, maybe, I don't go to places like, I got money, but I'm too cheap. So it's like.
That's true. That's true. You're cheap. Yeah.
He is cheap.
You are pretty cheap.
I mean, I come up to that because, yes.
It's not cheap, it's frugal. He just
likes frugal.
Exactly.
He's frugal.
I'm extremely frugal then. I'm
frugal.
I mean,
why spend if you can, you know?
Yeah.
Why spend? Like, yeah.
Sure. I'm like, nah. Who's this DJ? Take my money.
I feel you. Oh, man.
So
I understand you were, if I was watching the correct year, you were supposed to do a feature dance in March, but it got rescheduled, correct?
Correct. I was going to say continue, but I meant correct. I don't.
So are you still, like, because I was listening that you were learning how to do certain things more. Are you still?
Yes. I started learning how to do some pull tricks and stuff like that. I'm super happy, and I don't want to say that I'm happy that my featured, you know, gig got postponed, but it definitely
Better safe than, you know,
wrong. Oh, for sure. And it also gives me a lot more time to practice and learn more things for when I go and feature dance.
Okay.
Because I love pole dancing. I think it's like beautiful. I think it's art. And I just don't want to show up there and just not really know how to do anything.
I mean,
oh yeah, you don't want to be like that. The porn star is coming in like, I'm here, featuring dancing. And the girls are like, I'm doing all this work. You know how many pole classes I've been in? My core's tight. And she's going to come in here and take all the money.
Doing nothing. No, for sure.
I mean, I know that like, since I don't know if you heard of the oil wrestling competition and stuff like that.
But
I'm the one who gets the girls for that.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Yeah, so since it's at a strip club, like before they do the actual match, I see what some of these girls do and like how high some of these girls go up, like on the pole. Like One side of me was like, well, dang, you doing a lot. The other side
I work out a lot, like, and I'd be like, I can't do
that. Please don't fall.
Yeah, please don't fall, because it hurts.
Yeah, because I've seen that girl who fell on that one video. When it's
I
saw that too. Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Ooh, no.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So, hopefully how did, like, I have a list of stuff right here in front of me. So, how did you discover?
Very good.
Since
organized.
I try to be sometimes. So, and CW is not going to like this question. So, how did you discover your fetish in that realm?
My pee fetish? That's a good question. I don't know. I started like, you know what? Oh, well, I peed on somebody and I was like, this is a lot of fun. And then I got peed on and I was like, this is awesome. And then like, I started selling it on my clip store and I was like, holy shit, this is like super fucking popular. And and I was like, wow, this is popular and I enjoy doing it. So, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I'm very thankful for porn because without porn, I would not have known that I intensely love anal and pee. So, what can I say?
So someone just speak and you're like, you know what? This is fucking shit. This is where it's at. There's something about it. It's just...
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Oh, like okay. People, so, Scotty P was right. He was like, you just gotta try it.
You just gotta try it,
and then you'll see if you like it. And if you like it, you want to do it again.
You want to do it again. Yeah, it's true.
So I always say that like it's not something that I that personally, because the thing is, I know I've been told to record somebody doing it before, like. And they did it. They did it beside my car, so I couldn't move. So it's like I had to like.
Oh yeah, you were forced in a position like.
It's like the way they were. I'm like, okay, so I can't move, so I might as well do it. And the whole time is like, I'm recording it. The thing is, I'm not looking at them. I'm looking at my feet.
Where's the splash?
I'm looking at like making sure the pee. I'm making sure the missing pee, like the pee that missed, like when it goes to the ground, it doesn't roll into my foot. That's what I'm looking at. And it's like I've been like, I want to say like five places that aren't porn places that, you know, people just like, okay.
Can you do this pee video.
It's like.
Right here, right now. Mine,
and I'd be like, but what about the ride home?
Literally the best video, the most popular video on my OnlyFans is me drinking a Truly, heading to a rest stop. Well, I wasn't driving, so there's that. But we were going hiking, me and my friend, and I'm drinking a Truly, and stopped at a rest stop and went pee. And it's literally me.
And they're like.
And they're like, yes. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah, like from what I'm
this
from
is some real slice of life shit right here.
From what slice of life. from what I've seen recently, like I understand, like, you know, foot fetish is the top one. And from what I've seen recently, pee is becoming like that within that top three. And it's like
it's becoming very.
Am I just not kinky enough anymore? Am I getting old to that point that I'm getting old? And I'm not kinky anymore?
I mean, I think we're just sometimes maybe we are old, man. Maybe we're behind. I mean, like, I don't know. So, like, me personally, I like butt stuff, but I still feel uncomfortable talking about it.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's just kind of weird. It's weird. It's weird.
You can tell by your face, you're like, me, weirdo.
So what do you want to do, baby? Can we, you know what I want to try. Can I put you the butt?
Can I touch your butt? See, like, and I don't know.
Okay, we don't have to do it.
like, with me, it's like, I've never enjoyed doing anal to somebody, so it's like it's not my thing. I'm very vanilla in some ways. So
vanilla's fine in some ways.
To each their own.
Exactly. You like what you like.
So
yeah, I mean, yeah. It's, you know, doing this podcast, I've had to come to terms that Yeah, like I said, I like butt stuff. And apparently, I like feet. Apparently, I've learned I like feet.
I've learned I like feet, especially the cute little small feet, like girls' feet.
Oh, and they're like, my fingers are not a good representation.
I know what you mean, but they're like, they're like cute. You know what I mean?
CW likes the arch, like the little.
Yeah, I like the inside. So, okay, yeah, I'll explain. When like a woman's wearing, I don't want to say like a sandal or a kid, and it's hanging off the her toe, and her foot's arched.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
I'm just like, yeah, arch of that foot.
I don't blame you.
I'm scared of feet, so.
Cause you got ugly feet.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta embrace your feet, even if you.
I mean, my feet are okay. I'm literally. I have a foot phobia.
Foot phobia.
It's called it's a real thing.
There's not actually such a thing.
It is. It's called I just lost my train.
He freaks out if you touch him with your feet. Like he really freaks out.
I really do. It's called
think at any point, like if you're sleeping with somebody, they would touch you with their feet.
But the thing is,
it's like intent versus actually.
I hope their feet are soft. He's got hobbit feet.
Podophobia. Podophobia.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it?
Pedophobia.
P-O-D-O. That's something different.
Podophobia.
Yeah, that's really
the fear of feet, and literally, like right now, like I have my foot on, like where I keep laying back right now, I'm putting my foot on a rail because it bothers me that my foot is on the carpet right now.
So you mean not even a foot with like a very nice foot with French manicure or something like that? Like no. Let's take it to the early 2000s.
Yes. No.
Okay, I guess. Like,
don't come near me. If you want to scare me.
So she just has to. So she has to wear shoes or heels or.
Yeah, socks? Like closed-toed heels.
Just socks
or flats.
Like can she wear toe socks? Can she wear toe socks? They freak me out personally.
Don't touch me with your bare foot.
They kind of freak me out too.
They're like they make the. Toes look like fingers.
They're not.
No. Put like this.
You can't touch anybody with your bare foot.
Yeah, don't. Like, you touch me with your bare foot, it's like someone throwing like a million worms on me. That's how it feels.
No.
You'd be like, get completely like naked me. And leave the socks off.
I mean,
I like when you keep the socks on, baby.
I mean, think about this.
But these aren't even, these are like my mid-calf. Like, these aren't even sexy socks. This one's got a stain.
And Anastasia, you might see this too, Anastasia. Like, when you're watching or you're doing a lot of porn and you're looking at it, what is usually the last thing they take off?
What do you mean? What?
Usually, like, when they get fully naked, they leave the socks off.
I mean, a lot of the dudes I know, I see some of these dudes, and I'm like, I can tell they have ugly fake feet.
Ugly fake feet? Wait, what?
No, just not ugly fake feet. I don't know why that sounded weird. They have ugly feet. Like, these guys are leaving their socks and shoes on because... I mean, they can't pull those out.
Even the girls in some pornos, like they keep their socks on until they.
But then it's like sexy long socks.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes they kind of do that intentionally, though. Like sometimes they'll ask the girl to like leave her socks on or whatever.
Because they don't like feet like you.
And I like those. I like those things even more.
Oh, the porn where like the sock is left on.
Yep.
Like a regular sock, or like we're talking like a long thigh high sports.
I don't care. This is
like knee high thigh high socks. I'm a fan of those.
That's me too. But You talking about anklets, huh?
I don't care. As long as I got to see the bottom of a foot.
Wow.
Then if I don't have to see it, then I'm good. That's all.
Exactly. It'll get more of a rise for me, literally.
I was gonna say, yeah, literally.
Your feet are messing it up for me, babes.
Yeah, it has killed it for me before. So,
he's like, I speak from experience.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, I mean, to each their own, right? Yeah.
Hi, Katie. Her cat is like trying to make an appearance. My cat.
He's a demon. So, what he is.
So we can get into this a little bit. So what is your longevity goal? This is usually his question, but what is your longevity goals?
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
We try to ask some good questions on here.
Yeah. I was like, what's your plan?
No. That's like, you know, where do you want to go to college?
You know it.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I really don't know. I, you know, slowly but surely, obviously, I think I'll at some point, you know, be slowly doing. I mean, honestly, I really want to just start doing more stuff from home, like my OnlyFans, camming, stuff like that, because I've built such a good fan base from that, you know, and slowly, you know, stop shooting more mainstream porn. Regardless, you know, that's like a 3 to 5 year plan. You know, I don't really want to be like, oh, you know, I'm going to be 23 in a month. Let me just stop now, because let's be honest, I don't look 23. So I'm going to use that to my advantage. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I mean, I'm honestly, when I got into it, I did not really expect to even like, my daughter. I didn't really even like expect to make it a thing. Like I expected it to go out to LA with my friend and, you know, we do a video or two and then that's that. I didn't like, and October 1st this year will be like 5 years and I'm like, what?
What? Yeah.
What? Okay. I know. You're telling me. Holy fuck. I mean, I love it, and I'm just gonna, you know, keep it on until.
I mean, you have thousands.
All right.
Upon thousands of, you know, of fans. So I believe no matter what you do, they will support it, even if they might be upset with certain aspects of what you do after, because you know how some people are. But of course, you know,
you gotta always have that one or 10 people.
Yeah, I mean, the thing sometimes that's weird. I'm not weird to me. I understand people are like, "Oh man, I love watching this person. I love seeing their content." But these days now, their content will always be there. You just won't get like, "Here they are today doing some content." You'll just have to be like, memories. It'll just be
exactly. And I mean, like, if my thought process is if I am able to, you know, not do so much mainstream stuff and just do my clip store, my OnlyFans, and camming, then if my fans want to see me, they really have no choice but to go to me directly.
Yeah.
You know, which is kind of, you know, pros and cons.
I mean,
it's a bit freeing. I guess you're not really stuck to like you don't have to stay anywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that's one of the things I really, really enjoy.
From what I've seen recently, especially like you can see it more during the pandemic, that since everybody can't work or everybody's not getting the work that sometimes they want, having that OnlyFans or having that mini vids or having that the clips for sale or et cetera, that just gives you more ample opportunity to get income that you're not getting from certain places, you know.
Completely. And like, a lot of people say that, like, oh my gosh, how is the porn industry surviving? And it's like, what do you mean? Everybody's sitting at home doing absolutely nothing. Like, honestly, like, if you're camming and doing, you know, clips and OnlyFans and all that stuff, you should be doing pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in my personal experience, I've been making more than I usually have that, you know, on those platforms. Then,
well, I think more people are at home and they're like,
they got nothing to do.
They're really, really horny now. So,
yeah. I don't blame them. I feel them.
So it's like,
fat.
I mean, that's right. What you gotta do to get to like deal with the stress. I can't work. I can't go to work. Fat. I can't go. I can't.
I can't get like you owe me money.
somebody.
This damn virus.
Fuck you, Rona.
Oh my God.
Yep, make those now.
I ain't got. I'm gonna finish this, but I don't got no toilet paper. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Oof. So. Oh my God! I'm sorry. Lost my complete train of thought there. So. Yeah.
Story of my life. It's okay. You're not alone.
So. To give everybody a background, so you're gonna if you are listening to the podcast and you don't know what she looks like, you should realize she's a German and Polish young lady. I don't know if she makes more than that, if I didn't read more than that, but you know, she's a good mixture of perfection.
Oh, later on. Hey, I like that one. You're a good mixture of perfection.
And you should go out there and buy purchase. We don't, you know, this is one thing that people sometimes do. And don't tweet her, you know, links to her people who stole content. Go out there, purchase it directly from her if you have to. And you know, go ahead, CW.
It just doesn't make sense. Being like, hey, somebody stole this. I like you.
No. What they do is like, they say like post Pornhub. I love this scene of you. Pornhub.com, Anastasia Rose, and blah, blah. And, you know, putting it like true anal. And it's like, first of all, they stole it from that website, and it's of her, and it's stolen. So you're watching her, but you're not supporting her.
You're not supporting. Come on, people. Support it's a
big us. Hey, thanks for the nut.
Yeah, like, wait a minute.
Hey.
That's not fair.
And I just really hate those people and try to say, well.
Oh, yeah, it's so rude. It's like,
they say, well, why would you pay for OnlyFans or this or that when porn on internet is free?
It's free.
But it's not free. It's
one, the content. You're taking our money. The content is different. It's more personal, I feel.
Yeah.
And And then, like, I don't know. I feel like OnlyFans feels more real. Like, you know, you're watching a scene and it's a production. And yeah, okay, OnlyFans, yes, it's a production, but it's not like, okay, you have to be this for this scene. It's like, you're you. And then they're like, well, shit, I really love this performer, so I really want to see them.
Especially the
personalization. Especially they get accustomed, they try to say, well, I want you, can you do this for me, whatever, and they pay whatever that fee is, and hey, they got a custom. And like sometimes you can resell that custom to everybody else, and everybody else is like, well, dang, that's a good custom. Jesus. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually have a ton of customs that I need to do. Awkward.
I mean, depending on what they are.
They're super simple. It's just I haven't had a camera person.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I finally have.
It's kind of hard to.
So I finally have my camera person back, And I was supposed to actually do them tomorrow, but I'm actually going to be doing them Monday. So, whatever.
Okay. And I'm sure they're going to be, I'm sure they are going to be excellent.
Fire!
They'll be satisfied.
They're going to be gas. Yes, they are. What?
What's the most unusual custom that you, I guess, request you've had? That you've been like, okay, I'll do it.
That I did?
Yeah. Because I'm sure there's some pretty far out there ones that there's like, no.
Honestly, oh, you know what? I had one where, you guys know Bad Dragon, right?
Yes.
The toy company, yeah. So they have like the tentacles. I got a custom where the guy wanted, guy or girl, I don't know, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted me to be impregnated by an alien, and he's like, I want you to buy, he sent me that, he bought it, like mm-hmm. or sent me the money for it, but like sent like a specific Bad Dragon one he wanted, and it was like this big huge tentacle one, and he's like, you know, I want you to pretend like you're getting impregnated by an alien. And I'm like, okay.
Wow, tentacle porn.
You know I will say this. Like, how bad that sounds, a lot of people are into that.
I know, my friend is starting a clip.
Rasta?
It's going to be based
on. I'm not into that.
Alien like, sex. I'm like,
but what like, the fuck? CW knows someone who I know that they watch hentai a lot.
Besides yourself.
They're into hentai porn. I mean, in that, okay. in that, tentacle, yeah. That wow. tentacle porn. So it's like, people like literally love, you know, the entire suction of, you know, going inside of someone's, you know, insides.
You know.
No, it's true. I mean, it is actually pretty popular. Like,
yeah.
Because then I shot for my friend. I shot for her studio. This was a while back, and then I guess that same person that ordered the custom from me ordered a custom from her with both of us. And I was like, wow, this is so weird. What's the person's, you know, email address? And I was like, holy shit, same email address, you know.
He was like, yeah, more tentacles.
More tentacles.
I'm imagining it now. I'm sorry. It's just, it went inside my head trying to think how. Because, like, I know Bad Dragon because of just, you know, interactions with them coming to events that I've helped do or stuff like that. So I've seen their toys. And they're always, sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Just weird.
So fucking weird.
So.
You said it's, what is it again?
Bad Dragon.
Oh, okay. So, maybe I'll check out some of their toys.
Oh, yeah. They're interesting to say.
Oh, man. You're going to check. Never mind. So, we actually have hit our time limit we have with you. But I do want to say a few things before I have you do, you know, like tell everybody where to find you. Everybody out there, please check out
on the internet.
The lovely Anastasia Rose. You know, it's easy to spell too. So don't say that her name is hard. It's literally Anna S T Asia. And she's with
Wow, you really made that simple right there.
Yeah.
I tell people that. They're like, Anastasia's so hard to spell. I'm like, are you serious right now? Yeah, did you?
I did my research. I went ahead.
Because he was like, and I was like,
I did my research. I tried to make sure that I was ready. I was prepared. And I knew a little bit of something. That's how I knew about Chipotle. That's how I knew about German and Polish. That's how I knew about the pee fetish. That's how I knew you were supposed to be at Little Darlings. You were doing stripper trips, or you were learning how to do that.
You got.
He did his research.
Yeah, he really did. Damn.
And they were all in different.
Videos. Hire him.
They were all in different videos, and the fact that you had like kind of like a grind session that was in a completely random video that was in the deep internet.
Wow.
So yeah, I try to make sure that I represented you correctly. No.
Yes. Yes. So, yes.
So let me do this for she's with ATMLA. So if you are someone out there who after the pandemic wants to book her, make sure you do that because she is well worth it. You've seen her energy in this, and it's even 5 times more because she is, you know, this is a we're on Zoom right now, so and like so imagine if she was in person and you had this personality, like, you know, entertaining you, making sure that everything that she does is done to perfection and is entertaining the audience, and you know that it will sell because people can feel the energy, not just looking at somebody, you know. So, you know, blue-eyed, a body that won't quit, over the top, sexually charged. So, and fans all over the world. So, you have to, you know, go ahead and check her out, you know. So, and also, we would like to thank the Rub PR for setting this up for us.
Yes.
She is a very amazing, amazing, super, extremely busy woman. Love her to death. But every time I see her, she's always trying to make sure her people who books her, you know, are, you know, getting the best representation possible. And like she, like in my opinion, sometimes she doesn't get enough credit because she's always there and always running. And she, but she does have enough time to say hello to everybody. So
she's phenomenal. I
really want to tell her, like, at the end of the point, to say thank you for setting this up and for the label you might send our way. So that's the Rub PR, rubpr.com. So, Miss Anastasia Rose, may you please tell everybody where to find you, how they can, you know, sub to you. You can say everything from your Sex Panther, from your mini viz, your Clifford Sale, and Snapchat, Instagram.
I should literally, like, write this down. That way, like, when I do these things, I have it, like, right there.
I have it in front of me. I have it in front of me. I literally have them all in front of me.
Do you? Oh, my gosh. I literally usually just say, you know, my Twitter is AnastasiaRoseXX. And from there, you can find everything, my OnlyFans, my ManyBiz, my Clip Store, my Sex Panther. Oh God.
Not normal.
Yeah, go for it. Okay.
Her Twitter is Anastasia Rose. That's A-N-A-S-T Asia Rose. Double X. Instagram, Anastasia Rose, the number 3, the letter X. Snapchat, Anastasia Rose, the number 3. The letter X.
That was my third one for both those. Thank you, Instagram and Snapchat.
And our OnlyFans is Anna ST Asia Rose Triple X. Sex Panther is just Anastasia Rose. Her mini vids. It's really difficult, so you gotta go to profiles 791311 -- Anastasia Rose. Yeah, Anastasia -store -video. It's a long, complex
piece of situation. Stuff.
But you know, just go to ManyVids and type in Anastasia Rose. Her clips for sale, Anastasia Rose Garden. And so yeah, make sure you add the garden. So Anastasia garden. Rose Garden. .XXX. Oh, that's a period. Never mind. So just triple X.
That's a period.
It was a period. That was, I have a period in the sentence. So it's Anastasia Rose, AnastasiaRoseGarden.XXX. And that's all her social media.
CW. Oh, man. That was great. Thank you.
CW.
Please all right. You can
find you really quick.
Oh, that sounds so weird. I can hear my own voice. You can find me on where social media, I guess. No, you can find me on Instagram at Christopher_Willie with an IE, not a Y, _J. You can also find me on Instagram at CCFitnessLA. Twitter, also CCFitnessLA. Facebook, CCFitness. And also you can find my gym, or my personal training studio, I should say, at CCFitnessLA.com.
Really quick, you want to find us? We are the Urban Misfits on Instagram. We are Urban Misfits on Twitter and on Facebook. UrbanMisfits.com, that says everything that I do and CW does for photography, videography, gym, fitness, design. We do a lot of stuff because we are bored. And for myself, I'm just Raw Star. It's three R's, RAWSEARR. And that is on Instagram and on Facebook. Instagram and on
Water.
Twitter. Huh? Water?
On Twitter. Twitter.
I call it Twatter because
Water.
There's a lot of pussy on there.
Yeah. Twatter. And again, make sure you go out there and, you know, you support Miss Anastasia Rose. And make sure you notice, like, you know, why she was nominated for Most Epic Butt. And, you know, everybody, I do not cuss. So change butt to that A word. And you'll find her, why she was nominated for Favorite Indie Clip. So you have a fantastic week. And please tune in next week. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Later.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.